Listen to God's Word for April 13th. Today's reading is 1 Samuel 11 through 13. May God bless this reading of His Word. 1 Samuel 11. Soon Nahash the Ammonite came up and laid siege to Jabesh Gilead. All the men of Jabesh said to him, "Make a treaty with us, and we will serve you." But Nahash the Ammonite replied, "I will make a treaty with you on one condition, that I may put out everyone's right eye and bring reproach upon all Israel." "Hold off for 7 days," replied the elders of Jabesh, "and let us send messengers throughout Israel. If there is no one to save us, we will surrender to you." When the messengers came to Gibeah of Saul and relayed these words in the hearing of the people, they all wept aloud. Just then Saul was returning from the field behind his oxen. "What troubles the people?" asked Saul. "Why are they weeping?" And they relayed to him the words of the men from Jabesh. When Saul heard their words, the Spirit of God rushed upon him, and he burned with great anger. He took a pair of oxen, cut them into pieces, and sent them by messengers throughout the land of Israel, proclaiming, "This is what will be done to the oxen of anyone who does not march behind Saul and Samuel." Then the terror of the Lord fell upon the people, and they turned out as one man. And when Saul numbered them at Bezek, there were 300,000 Israelites and 30,000 men of Judah. So they said to the messengers who had come, "Tell the men of Jabesh Gilead, deliverance will be yours tomorrow by the time the sun is hot." And when the messengers relayed this to the men of Jabesh, they rejoiced. Then the men of Jabesh said to Nahash, "Tomorrow we will come out, and you can do with us whatever seems good to you." The next day, Saul organized the troops into 3 divisions, and during the morning watch, they invaded the camp of the Ammonites and slaughtered them until the hottest part of the day. And the survivors were so scattered that no 2 of them were left together. Then the people said to Samuel, "Who said that Saul should not reign over us? Bring those men here so we can kill them." But Saul ordered, "No one shall be put to death this day, for today the Lord has worked salvation in Israel." Then Samuel said to the people, "Come, let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingship there." So all the people went to Gilgal and confirmed Saul as king in the presence of the Lord. There they sacrificed peace offerings before the Lord, and Saul and all the Israelites rejoiced greatly. 1 Samuel 12. Then Samuel said to all Israel, "I have listened to your voice in all that you have said to me, and I have set over you a king. Now here is the king walking before you, and I am old and gray, and my sons are here with you. I have walked before you from my youth until this day. Here I am. Bear witness against me before the Lord and before his anointed. Whose ox or donkey have I taken? Whom have I cheated or oppressed? From whose hand have I accepted a bribe and closed my eyes? Tell me, and I will restore it to you." "You have not wronged us or oppressed us," they replied, "nor have you taken anything from the hand of man." Samuel said to them, "The Lord is a witness against you, and his anointed is a witness today, that you have not found anything in my hand." "He is a witness," they replied. Then Samuel said to the people, "The Lord is the one who appointed Moses and Aaron, and who brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. Now present yourselves so that I may confront you before the Lord with all the righteous acts he has done for you and your fathers. When Jacob went to Egypt, your fathers cried out to the Lord, and he sent them Moses and Aaron, who brought your fathers out of Egypt and settled them in this place. But they forgot the Lord their God, and he sold them into the hand of Sisera, the commander of the army of Hazor, and into the hands of the Philistines and the king of Moab, who fought against them. Then they cried out to the Lord and said, "We have sinned, for we have forsaken the Lord and served the Baals and Ashtoreths. Now deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may serve you." So the Lord sent Jerubbaal, Barak, Jephthah, and Samuel, and he delivered you from the hands of your enemies on every side, and you dwelt securely. But when you saw that Nahash, king of the Ammonites, was moving against you, you said to me, "No, we must have a king to rule over us, even though the Lord your God was your king. Now here is the king you have chosen, the one you requested. Behold, the Lord has placed a king over you. If you fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice, and if you do not rebel against the command of the Lord, and if both you and the king who reigns over you follow the Lord your God, then all will be well. But if you disobey the Lord and rebel against his command, then the hand of the Lord will be against you as it was against your fathers. Now therefore, stand and see this great thing that the Lord will do before your eyes. Is it not the wheat harvest today? I will call on the Lord to send thunder and rain, so that you will know and see what a great evil you have committed in the sight of the Lord by asking for a king." So Samuel called to the Lord, and on that day the Lord sent thunder and rain. As a result, all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. They pleaded with Samuel, "Pray to the Lord your God for your servants, so that we will not die. For we have added to all our sins the evil of asking for a king." "Do not be afraid," Samuel replied. "Even though you have committed all this evil, do not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Do not turn aside after worthless things that cannot profit you or deliver you, for they are empty. Indeed, for the sake of his great name, the Lord will not abandon his people, because he was pleased to make you his own. As for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray for you, and I will continue to teach you the good and right way. Above all, fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart. Consider what great things he has done for you. But if you persist in doing evil, both you and your king will be swept away." 1 Samuel 13. Saul was 30 years old when he became king, and he reigned over Israel 42 years. He chose for himself 3,000 men of Israel. 2,000 were with Saul at Michmash and in the hill country of Bethel, and 1,000 were with Jonathan in Gibeah of Benjamin, and the rest of the troops he sent away, each to his own home. Then Jonathan attacked the Philistine outpost at Geba, and the Philistines heard about it. So Saul blew the ram's horn throughout the land, saying, "Let the Hebrews hear." And all Israel heard the news. Saul has attacked an outpost of the Philistines, and now Israel has become a stench to the Philistines. Then the people were summoned to join Saul at Gilgal. Now the Philistines assembled to fight against Israel with 3,000 chariots, 6,000 horsemen, and troops as numerous as the sand on the seashore. They went up and camped at Michmash, east of Beth-Aven. Seeing that they were in danger because their troops were hard-pressed, the men of Israel hid in caves and thickets, among the rocks, and in cellars and cisterns. Some Hebrews even crossed the Jordan into the land of Gad and Gilead. Saul, however, remained at Gilgal, and all his troops were quaking in fear. And Saul waited 7 days for the time appointed by Samuel. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the troops began to desert Saul. So he said, "Bring me the burnt offering and the peace offerings." And he offered up the burnt offering. Just as he finished offering the burnt offering, Samuel arrived, and Saul went out to greet him. "What have you done?" Samuel asked. And Saul replied, "When I saw that the troops were deserting me, and that you did not come at the appointed time, and the Philistines were gathering at Michmash, I thought, 'Now the Philistines will descend upon me at Gilgal, and I have not sought the favor of the Lord.' So I felt compelled to offer the burnt offering." "You have acted foolishly," Samuel declared. "You have not kept the command that the Lord your God gave you. If you had, the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel for all time. But now your kingdom will not endure. The Lord has sought a man after his own heart and appointed him ruler over his people, because you have not kept the command of the Lord." Then Samuel set out from Gilgal and went up to Gibeah in Benjamin. And Saul numbered the troops who were with him, about 600 men. Now Saul and Jonathan his son and the troops with them were staying in Geba of Benjamin, while the Philistines camped at Michmash. And raiders went out of the Philistine camp in three divisions, one headed toward Ophrah in the land of Sheol, another toward Beth-horon, and the third down the border road overlooking the valley of Zeboim, facing the wilderness. And no blacksmith could be found in all the land of Israel, because the Philistines had said, "The Hebrews must not be allowed to make swords or spears." Instead, all the Israelites would go down to the Philistines to sharpen their plowshares, mattocks, axes, and sickles. The charge was a pim for sharpening a plowshare or mattock, a third of a shekel for sharpening a pitchfork or an axe, and a third of a shekel for repointing an ox goad. So on the day of battle, not a sword or spear could be found in the hands of the troops with Saul and Jonathan. Only Saul and his son Jonathan had weapons. And a garrison of the Philistines had gone out to the pass at Michmash. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.